This is an ABC podcast.
G'day, Dr. Carl here. This episode of Great Moments in Science comes from 2005. Now, as a child, you probably figured out that if a little of something is good, then more is better. Well, it turns out that life is more complicated than that. And this story on vitamins is a good example of that.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
If vitamins are good for you, the more of them you eat, the better off you'll be. Right? I mean, shelves in health food shops groan under the weight of vitamin pills and tonics. And supposedly, they will help ward off cancer, aging, autoimmune disease, and possibly even sunstroke, syphilis, and varicose veins. The reality is that taking megadoses of vitamins can be risky. And in fact, depending on the specific vitamin and how much you take, megadoses can make you slightly unwell, very unwell, or even kill you. Vitamins are essential in your diet for good health. They're different from regular foods such as fats, proteins, and carbohydrates in that they are not broken down to give energy. Instead, they usually help regulate the chemical reactions of metabolism. Another difference is that you need only microscopic amounts of vitamins, usually less than 50 parts per million of your total food intake. A vitamin deficiency is definitely bad. For example, a deficiency of vitamin A, which you get from the liver of animals or fish or from plants, can lead to night blindness, hardening of the skin, kidney stones, and lung disease. A lack of another vitamin, vitamin B1 or thiamine, can cause a whole bunch of problems, including beriberi, that's heart failure combined with dilated small blood vessels, Wernicke's encephalopathy, which is progressive mental deterioration, paralyzed eye movements and disorientation, and other diseases of the nervous system. A deficiency of yet another vitamin, niacin or nicotinic acid, causes pellagra, which includes dermatosis, diarrhea, and dementia. However, there's a complication. Each person needs different amounts of vitamins. For example, supplements of folic acid are often given to pregnant women to prevent spina bifida in their unborn babies. So in general, recommended vitamin intake levels are set high enough to protect practically everybody, but not high enough to damage them. It was Linus Pauling, the dual Nobel Prize winner, who popularized so-called megadose vitamin therapy. He believed that huge quantities of vitamin C could help prevent or slow down the progress of heart disease, cancer, and aging. Back in the 1970s, I read his book and was persuaded to take 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day for about a year. That's 1,000 times more than you need to prevent scurvy. Unfortunately, follow-up research has shown that megadoses of vitamin C do hardly anything for you. Megadoses of vitamin C will, however, reduce by about 20% the length of time that the cold makes you feel crook. Overdoses of vitamin C are relatively benign. Some people get diarrhea, but back in my 10,000 milligrams per day phase, I had guts of steel. But overdoses of the B group vitamin niacin can damage your liver. Overdoses of thiamine can cause respiratory failure and sometimes death. Dr. Demetrius Albanese, a senior investigator in the Division of Cancer Epidemiology and Genetics at the US National Institute of Health, found a health problem with overdoses of vitamin A. When we eat chemicals called beta-carotenes, our liver converts them into vitamin A. Beta-carotenes give carrots and pumpkins their orange colour. Dr. Albanese knew that previous studies showed that a diet, note, a diet, not pills, a diet rich in beta-carotenes will protect people from lung cancer. So it seemed quite reasonable to assume that lots of purified beta-carotenes would give greater protection. In his study, he enlisted 15,000 people, all smokers. Dr. Albanese fed them daily, via vitamin pills, the beta-carotene of 6 carats. His study followed the 15,000 smokers for 8 years. But just before it was due to end, they had to pull the plug. They had to cancel the study. Their early analysis showed them that about 20% more than expected of the study's smoking volunteers had been diagnosed with lung cancer. In other words, the beta-carotene was increasing their risk of lung cancer, not reducing it. Later, a completely separate Swedish study by Professor Melhus linked high vitamin A intake with a completely separate disease, osteoporosis. Now, we all know that a bit of food is good for you. But we also know that too much food can be bad for you. And in the same way, a bit of beta-carotene, vitamin A, in your orange foods is good for you. But high levels in vitamin pills can be very bad. So for most of us, nothing beats a balanced diet and a bit of exercise.
What does it mean? Why is it so?